Welcome to the Disney Wedding Podcast. This show is brought to you by Carrie Hayward's Fairytale Weddings Guide, the only guidebook and bridal organizer tailored exclusively to Disney's fairytale weddings at Walt Disney World. I'm Carrie Hayward, and each week I feature Disney wedding updates, money-saving tips, and interviews with wedding vendors and real Disney couples. I also cover honeymoons, anniversaries, and engagements at the Disney parks and resorts. Join me now as the Disney Wedding Podcast celebrates romance at Disney destinations. Today on the Disney Wedding Podcast, I am speaking with Disney bride Ashton Soriano about her ceremony at the Wedding Pavilion with a reception at St. Augustine Halls A through D at the Grand Floridian Convention Center. I thought you guys would be interested to hear how she chose these locations and how she planned everything and how it all turned out. So welcome, Ashton.
Hey, how's it going?
It's awesome. Thanks so much for being on the show today.
So excited to talk about my wedding.
I would love to start at the very beginning and find out how you and your fiance decided that you wanted to have your wedding at Disney.
First off, I have always wanted to get married at Disney. As someone who has gone to Disney way too many times in her life. Probably last year it was 6 times in a year. So my whole life has kind of been like that. And so I was always that little girl on the monorail looking at the wedding pavilion and being like, that's where I'm going to get married someday. So there was a thought of like when we did get engaged, like, okay, should we actually go through with this? Is this what we're going to do? Or should we just stay at home and have a at-home wedding? And of course, I convinced my husband to have a Disney wedding after we went and visited in June after we got engaged. So there was really no like huge decisions there. It was kind of already decided as a 10-year-old girl for me. So
that's awesome. Now, how did your friends and family react when they found out where the wedding was going to be?
You know, some were shocked, but some not even surprised. Of course, everyone's like, I want to be invited. Like, I want to go. I'm ready. I'm going to book my stuff tomorrow. So yeah, it was exciting for sure. Honestly, some people not even surprised because we were such big Disney people. We actually got engaged in front of the castle as well. So no big surprise there on that end.
How many guests did you invite and how many were able to make the trip?
We invited about 150 guests and 100 people made the trip.
That's amazing.
So we are so honored to have that many amazing friends and family to have traveled to Orlando to be with us for our wedding.
Did you set up a room block for your guests?
We had a very, very small room block. We have a lot of family and friends who have Disney Vacation Club. So we honestly just set one up for my husband's family and parents and just went with that. So we weren't, you know, trying to figure out what to do with the rooms at the end since everybody did have a lot of Disney Vacation Club points. So we just stuck with that, made it easy for us, didn't have to really worry about that part.
That's great. Now, how did you choose the day of the week and time of day for your event?
For that, it was more of like the time of year for us for our choosing. We have been there in the middle of the summer, and that was not something I wanted to have my wedding during that time. I know how sweltering hot it is down in Orlando. So it was kind of like, do we want Halloween stuff up still, or do we want like the transition into Christmas time vibe? So we chose like November. Didn't really have very specific dates or anything at all going into it. Like, we were wide open all the way until the middle of December. We gave them all of those dates. And then we knew we wanted a Friday or a Saturday. And I felt like we would get a Friday more than a Saturday. So I put more Friday dates down. So it was kind of just like, you know, we didn't really have a specific date. We just knew the time of year we wanted it to be fall or a wintery wedding.
Got it. And then how did you choose the ceremony and reception venues?
That was kind of already like chosen a long time ago. I did not look at any other reception venues or ceremony locations other than the wedding pavilion in the convention center. I just knew that's what I was going to have my wedding at.
Interesting. Okay. Now, did you use outside vendors for the portions of your event that you were able to?
I did a few. I used a lot of Disney recommendations, like for my floral, even my video. But I did use Roots Photography for my photos. And then I used a steaming and hair and makeup.
Who did you use for steaming?
I used Loftus Steaming.
And then who did you use for hair and makeup?
I used Laura Reynolds Artistry for hair and makeup. They were absolutely amazing. I've used them, I've had them 3 times now, well, for trial, wedding day, and my park shoot.
That's great. How did you guys choose your officiant?
I kind of reviewed the list of officiants that Disney had sent. Growing up and going to like Catholic school and going to a lot of Catholic weddings, I knew I wanted a little bit of that involved into my wedding, but not a whole lot, not the whole ceremony. But I found that Reverend Kev, Rev Kev, he actually does an entire Catholic ceremony if you wanted, or there's like 3 other options. So I was able to pick pieces from that and then pick pieces from like just a traditional ceremony and like kind of put them all together to make it exactly what I wanted. And it was perfect, very professional, very straight, like sent me the stuff the day of to plan all my stuff. I just felt, or I had seen him on other brides' weddings, and he was just perfect for us.
That's fantastic. Did you add any kind of entertainment to the ceremony or the reception?
We did have a DJ. It was DJ Steve Weinstein, so that was another Disney-suggested DJ. I absolutely loved him. He was great. He kept everybody dancing on the dance floor. Played almost every song I wanted. And with like me being a former dancer in college and my husband playing lacrosse in college, I put all these songs that like we had in college and he had at his pre-games and I had during my game times. So it was amazing. That was like such an awesome feeling, seeing all his friends just like back in college days, like just really enjoying themselves.
That's wonderful. Do you have any menu items or cake flavors from the reception that you would recommend?
We actually have a lot of menu items and cake flavors. Everybody is still talking about our food choices. For some of our food, we did like the, I'm going to not say this right, but Le Cellier steak from the Food and Wine Festival. Or, I mean, it's a restaurant too, but that's when I've had it. I wanted to kind of bring like all of my favorite things to like that I eat in Disney to the reception as our food. So we did the steak with the cheddar soup that they have that goes with it at the Food and Wine Festival. And then as like a chicken option, I did. So Ohana has a chimichurri chicken now on their menu that they bring out. And I like requested that. And it was like the best chicken I've ever had. And then the short ribs, like that's what everyone is still talking about for sure, is the short ribs. We had 3 different cakes, but I feel like the vanilla cake with a Bavarian cream was a huge hit. It was amazing. And then we also had a mac and cheese bar, which was, I mean, we had so much food, but a mac and cheese bar, and we had a Mickey waffle bar as a late night snack. So all of those I would totally request. I mean, everyone, I can't express that enough, is still talking about all of our food and how amazing it was.
That's fantastic. Now, did you say you had 3 separate cakes or 3 tiers in your cake?
3 tiers, 3 different flavors. Yeah.
Got it. Okay. You wouldn't recommend the other 2 combos?
They were good, just not as amazing as the vanilla and Bavarian cream. We had like confetti, just like a classic confetti one. And then we also had cookies and cream, like a chocolate with a cookies and cream filling. So those were very good too. Those were definitely raved about as well.
That's awesome. Now, did you guys add any other events around your day, like a dessert party or a welcome party?
We did a dessert party, but we used it as our rehearsal dinner for our like just immediate wedding party. So I had 6 bridesmaids and my husband had 6 groomsmen. So we had a dessert party in Epcot at UK Lockside. And then we also did a ride mix-in with Guardians of the Galaxy. So that was unreal. And we kept the Guardians of the Galaxy ride a secret until the very, very, very last second. And we walked everybody there and then surprised them all. That was super exciting for us.
That's fantastic. Do you have any food items you would recommend from that party?
Yes, we have a lot of food items. We had a lot of food there too. So we had the cheeseburger egg rolls, which were a huge hit. I almost was a little nervous for some of my friends' husbands who were eating them excessively, not knowing they were about to ride a roller coaster. And then the pretzel, we had Mickey pretzels, and we had the cheddar soup from the Food and Wines Festival again as like a dipper to dip the pretzels in. So we had a large charcuterie board, some sliders, and then we had a Bar and Consumption wine and beer, and then Bar and Consumption Mickey bars.
Now, can you give my listeners a timeline of how the wedding day ran?
So for the girls, it was bright and early, about 7:30, I think I had all my bridesmaids arrive at our hotel. And then I think hair and makeup maybe got there at like 8. We started with hair and makeup in the room. And then I think the guys got there about 10. And then I had video and photo arrive around 12. And so they started taking, you know, just like some shots of like what was happening in both places. And then we all got dressed and ready. Nick and I did a first reveal around 1 or 2 o'clock. And then we took some more pictures at the resort we were at, which was Copper Creek. We were at Wilderness Lodge to get ready. So we got ready there and we took a bunch of photos from there, which turned out amazing. And then we went over to the Grand Floridian and took photos until about 4:30-ish. And then we all went over to the wedding pavilion, had the wedding, of course. And then all of our guests exited and they went to the cocktail hour. And then we took some more photos and then we all went over there. And I think it started officially the reception at 7 and then had the reception. And then we left and it was the end of the day.
Now, when you were planning, what were some of the most important aspects where you focused your attention or your budget?
I think the three most important aspects for us was we were really focused on, I guess, our dessert party rehearsal. We were focused on getting that ride mix in of Guardians. We really wanted that really cool Disney aspect mixed in there. We were very into tweaking and reviewing our BEO. So we like really focused on that, I feel like, a lot. That was a huge, there was nights that we'd sit on Sunday evenings and just go through our BEO a bunch of times. And we like really focused on our decor and our flowers for the reception and like just putting all of those aspects together and the colors and like thinking all of that through, looking up photos of other people's and putting that all together. And then another big important aspect for me as the bride was my like getting ready process and our hotel location and choosing where we were going to get ready and what kind of room and what we wanted for that. So that was a huge aspect, important for me.
That's interesting. When you talk about, you know, how important floral and decor were to you, you guys were among the first couples to work with the new outsourcing vendor that Disney uses. So when you're using quote unquote Disney floral, you're actually working with Florida Fresh Floral. Can you talk about how that process was for you and whether pricing? I know lately a lot of people have said that the pricing is really high compared to what it used to be.
We had everything planned with the other floral. And then in August, September, when it switched, they basically transferred all of our stuff to the new one. And it was actually seamless. There was nothing that we had to fix. Everything was exactly the same almost. I think it was actually cheaper. I'd have to like go back and like really look, but I believe it was cheaper. There were things that were definitely cheaper for the new floral. So it was actually very seamless. I did not have any issues versus the one before versus the one after. I was kind of freaked out about that at first because I was like, oh my gosh, all of our floral just changed and we are 2 months out. So they were super seamless. Like there was no really big transition between the two. And the newer floral created us this perfect dog bar sign. Like, it is sitting in our house right now on our bar here. I mean, it is, they took a picture of our dog that we sent them, and they made a dog bar sign, and it's just perfect. And it says the Bennett, because that's his name, and so it says the Bennett, and then has like the drink description. So it was absolutely perfect. I loved that.
That's fantastic. Now, were there any aspects when you were planning that were less important, where you saved some money or just your effort?
To me and to my husband, we did not feel that Minnie and Mickey or the carriage was something that we wanted at all in our wedding. So that saved a ton of money. And we were able to use that money for more of like our food choices, with my husband being, you know, an Italian. He's such a foodie. So food was very important. All the different food was important to both of us. So we felt that not having Minnie and Mickey or the carriage, we were able to do those things and have the Mickey waffle bar and do some, you know, have the ride mix in at our rehearsal / dessert party instead of having Mickey or Minnie.
That's wonderful. Now, out of all of this, what ended up being your favorite memory of your wedding day?
That's a really hard question, because I feel like the entire week was absolutely amazing. And the wedding day, I like just think about it all the time. And I'm like, I just wish I could relive that day over and over. I don't even know. Like, I honestly cannot give like a pinpointed time where I was like, this is it. This is the best, because everything I felt was the best. Every part of it, everything just went so smoothly. Disney was so responsive and helpful, and our planner was amazing. I mean, just everything went so smoothly on that end, for sure.
That's fantastic. Was there anything that seemed like a big deal beforehand and then turned out not to be?
I feel like I was really obsessed with the flow of the day. Like, this is going to happen at this time. This is going to happen at this time. This is going to happen. But I felt like, I mean, I didn't even have anyone day of coordinator. So I only had Disney's day of coordinators. And I don't feel like I was stressed about like getting anywhere when I was supposed to be or anything without that day of coordinator. But I was kind of nervous about how the time was going to go and like how we were going to get from Wilderness Lodge to the Grand Floridian, and was that going to pan out okay? Are we going to be late to our own wedding? But in the end, I don't even know if we were 10 minutes behind, and I didn't even care. So it all turned out fine in the end. We made it to everything. I mean, the wedding can't go on without us anyway. So
that's wonderful. Is there anything you would have done differently knowing what you know now?
I think the only thing truly that I would have changed, and it's just a very small, random thing, the way that we talked to people at the wedding, I've seen a lot now that people do like a photo, they run as fast as they can around the room or something and take a photo with each table. I feel like that would have been better. More efficient, yeah, because I feel like I got through like half the room, and then the other half, like, we got pulled away for like cake cutting, and then like we had to go back. And so maybe like I would have changed just kind of like doing the picture thing in the beginning, and then like so that I could see everyone more efficiently rather than kind of spreading it out.
Yeah, that's a good point, especially when you have 100 guests. That's a lot of people to talk to in a, you know, for a reception that after the pre-reception only lasts maybe 3 hours.
Right. And we didn't go to our cocktail hour. So it was like cram it all in real fast. And I was like, hi, hi, how are you? Hi, hi, hi. So maybe the photo thing would have been better, but.
Got it. Okay. Do you have any other tips or advice for future Disney couples?
I would say don't be afraid to ask your planner questions. Don't be afraid to like ask them requests, or be like, how does this fit in my budget? Like, what can we do to make this fit in my budget? Like, I had a huge request. I wanted a Blanton's bottle. We're from Kentucky, so bourbon is a big thing here. And I wanted a bottle of Blanton's bourbon behind the bar for my dad as his gift from the bride and the groom. And our planner went above and beyond and got one of the very rare allocated Blanton's bottles that was Disney had. And we had it at our wedding for my dad. So if there's something that you're wanting, I just definitely wouldn't hesitate to ask your planner and see what they can do for you.
Fantastic. Well, Ashton, I think you've offered a lot of great tips and advice for anyone who's interested in getting married or having a vow renewal at Walt Disney World, and I appreciate your taking the time.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
That's our show for today. I'm your host, Carrie Hayward, inviting you to join me again next week for another episode of the Disney Wedding Podcast. Past shows and tons of photos for each episode are available on my website, DisneyWeddingPodcast.com, or listen in your favorite podcast app. And for instant answers to all your Walt Disney World wedding questions, check out Carrie Hayward's Fairy Tale Weddings Guide, available as an interactive ebook with continual free updates at FairyTaleWeddingsGuide.com.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.